Hello, everybody. This is Rick Wilkinson, a.k.a. Cribbage Icon. It is the second day of November in the year 2014. And it's about, 7:30 in the evening here, I think. Something like that. 7:30, 8 o'clock. I just stepped out to catch a bite to eat. I was contemplating fixing something for dinner, and that's this thought. It's a nice thing about where I live here in Florida. Within a 10-minute walk of my house, I've got so many choices of places to eat. And some of this traffic sounds like he's waiting for me. No, he's not waiting for me. Across a little street here in a parking lot, so it's not real busy. Yeah, I've got a lot of choices. So sometimes if I just don't feel like cooking for myself, which is quite often, I'll just go out and go to a restaurant. But it is the first day of back to standard time. We turned our clocks back here in the United States last night, so sunset is, I think, about 5:50 or something now. But the plus side is that sun rises at 6:41 tomorrow morning, and it's my habit on weekday mornings to get up and leave the house about 6:30 and go have a cup of coffee and play some cards. Got all kinds of shopping carts on the sidewalk here. Some more to negotiate. They're all lined up. They must be ready to be. Gosh, I'm going off the curb. Okay, back on. Not more carts. Oh, God. They completely block in the sidewalk. Okay. If I don't get run over here, I'll be okay. Here we go. Yeah, I think they're collecting carts from all over the parking lot. They've got them all lined up there. And they're completely blocking the sidewalk. So I had to walk out in the traffic. So anyhow, I usually leave the house at 6:30 in the morning. Walk over to a place, have some coffee, and visit with friends and play some cards. We had, coinciding with this change of time, we had a cold front come down. And I was up in Tampa over the weekend for a conference. And I wasn't too well prepared for it. I thought I had packed everything I'd need. And when I got there, I found out I should have packed a sweater or a jacket or something. Not just because we had a cold front coming through and the temperatures dropped. Oh, I think the high temperature yesterday was only about 61 or something in Tampa, which is probably sounds warm to most people, but I was Celsius, that would be about, I don't know, 15 degrees. But it was real windy and a little damp, so if you're outside in that kind of weather. It's pretty chilly to be just walking around in a short sleeve shirt. But and then the hotel too, where we had the conference, they had their air conditioning on so strong it was just freezing in all the public meeting rooms and so forth. So it was a bit uncomfortable. But the weather is supposed to change around here back to more seasonably normal. I think tomorrow it's supposed to be up to 79, low 80s. That'd be Celsius 27 to 29, somewhere in that range. So it'll be back to shorts and t-shirt weather. Yeah, I haven't posted in quite a while. I started the Octaver things with a bit of trepidation because I'm not that knowledgeable in music. And I think when the topics started getting a little tough, like the cover you like better than the original, it started getting beyond my... I'm sure I could have found something if I'd really tried, but getting a little beyond my knowledge base. But I've enjoyed listening to other people's postings, and I've commented from time to time. So. Yeah, it's a nice night. The wind is calm. Skies are clear. At least that's what Siri told me. There's no rain coming down on my head, that's for sure. Okay. I'm coming up to one of my neighborhood pubs here, the Thirsty Turtle. I don't generally go in there in the evenings, although it doesn't sound too noisy tonight on a Sunday night. But it can get kind of noisy in the evening, so I generally, if I go over there, I go in the afternoon. Well, I guess I haven't got a whole lot to say, so I won't bore you any longer, but hope everybody's doing well, and talk to you again. From Sarasota, Florida, the first full day of standard time. Talk to you later.